I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. One in seven Christians worldwide lives in a country where persecution is high or common. Walking alongside and supporting the persecuted church is like a two-edged sword. Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
You know, you see so much despair, so much pain, but on the other hand, you also see how God is working through the ministries helping the persecuted church.
VOM Canada partners with Christian Faith Ministries in Northern Nigeria. What began as a small Bible college 15 years ago has doubled in size and scope to meet the growing needs of persecuted Christians.
In the north, thousands of Christians are killed every year there, people that have been injured. And again, because of all the medical needs, a hospital has been started on the compound. There's vocational training in elementary school, a trauma center, the reconciliation between Christians and Muslims.
In Afghanistan, some people have sold their kidneys in the black market in order to buy food. That's how bad the humanitarian crisis has gotten since the Taliban conquered the country last year. A sack of flour can cost $30. Government workers haven't been paid, along with many others. Stale naan bread, usually fed to animals, can be found in markets. Nehemiah with FMI says, unlike in Ukraine, the country has little help from humanitarian organizations.
The dire situation in Afghanistan is probably the largest humanitarian crisis currently unfolding in the world. According to the UN estimates, about 70% or perhaps more of Afghanistan people, particularly children and women, are at high serious risk of starvation.
Ask God to strengthen the brothers and sisters serving Him in Afghanistan. You can support them through FMI at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. I'm Dodd Morris.